Hello, everybody. How are you this evening? Great. Okay, you are great. Oh, I'm good. Thank you for asking. Okay. The gospel reading today started with a narration of Jesus' encounter with the deaf and the speech-impaired man. The remarkable thing about that encounter is that Jesus healed the man. But before healing the man, he did something. He took the man by hand and away from the crowd, away from his friends who brought him, away from his family members, took him away and then healed him. And it's the same thing that the Lord does in our lives. From time to time, he desires to take us away. He desires that we have time with him, that we spend some time alone with him. But why would the Lord want to take us away from the crowd, from our friends, from our family? Why would he want some time with him and not with every other person? If you ever been to a stadium where you have a football game, I think you had one last night, yesterday evening, and the rain did not allow it to continue. But on a typical day, the stadium is filled and you have people there. And you hear so many shouts, people cheering for their favorite teams. In that situation, you can't hear or understand what some other person is saying. Actually, you need to shout into the ears of your neighbor sitting right beside you. When you want to say something important in such situations, you need to take the person away from that gathering in order to speak to the person. The crowd could be a distraction to the building of faith. The crowd could be an obstacle to the deepening of our faith in God and with Jesus. The other part of it, the other reason why the Lord takes us away sometimes and wants us to stay with him, one-on-one with him, is so that he will grant us healing and make us whole, make us complete. It is only when we have time to be with Jesus one-on-one that we receive our healing, that we become whole, we become entire, we become complete. Here comes the difficult part. We have 24 hours every single day. And we give time, we allot time, parts of it, to different things that I call the crowd. We have time for our family. We have time for our work. We have time for chatting on the internet, for browsing the internet. We have time to chat with our friends. We have time to go to the gym, to go for sporting events, to go to school, to be with our colleagues, to even sing and practice like the choir, or do whatever we have time to do. But the question is, how much time do we give to Jesus? How much time in 24 hours every day do we carve out to be with Jesus alone, alone with the Lord, alone with our God? If we have time for every other thing, do we have time for the maker of everything? That is the question. How much time do you give? How much time does Father Lawrence give to God? How much time do these servers here the choir, and every one of us give to God in 24 hours, quite a long time, 24 hours, 1 to 24, how many time, how much time, how many hours or minutes or seconds do we give and stay alone with God? In addition to the other moments when we give, when we stay with others or give God time with others. But this time we're talking about an alone time with Jesus in prayer. How much time do we do that? Even as priests, we sometimes don't have time for God. We do the work of God and we forget the God of work, the owner of the work we do. We need to give him time, everybody, the priest, every one of us. You see, someone described the Bible as, not as a collection of books, but as a love letter of God to his people, the Bible. And that is truly what it is. God's love letter to us, you and I, we read and we see how much God loves us. John chapter 3 says, "For God so loved the world, so loved the world, that he sent his only Son to be with us, to take our flesh, and the Word became flesh, became one like us, because of the love God has for us." And now, you see, in the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, you read there what the lover tells the beloved, God speaking to us. "Come, my beloved, let us move away from the people. Come, my beloved, let us move away from the city, so that we sit and we talk heart to heart." That is God's desire for you and I, that we carve out time every day. Move away from our friends, from our family, even for 1 minute. He does not take us away permanently from our friends, except those in the monastery. But he only desires few moments from you. Could be seconds, or minutes, or an hour. Whatever time it is, that we need to give God some chunk of time, or some part of our time, from the 24 hours. Every day, quite a large amount of time, but sometimes we resist when the Lord calls us, when the Lord wants to take us away. We become so busy, we become so engaged with the creatures, with people, with the things God has made, and we forget the Creator himself, the one who made those things. We are busy with our business and we forget the one that gave us the business, the originator of every business. We are so concerned about doing our work well and we forget the one that makes us succeed in that very work. What does the Lord do when we are alone with him? He does one thing. He reveals himself to us. He says one word. And that one word that he said was the word that was said today. Ephata. And that word means be opened. The Lord desires that we stay with him, alone with him. And he proclaims the word on us. That word was proclaimed at our baptism. You and I, every one of us. During baptism, the priest anoints or makes the sign of the cross over the lips of the child and over the ears of the child, and proclaims the same word, Ephatha, and that is, be open. Be open. The Lord Jesus wants us to be open. He wants to declare that openness in us. Open to God. Open to the Holy Spirit of God, that we become channels of God's grace. That you and I become avenues of God's kindness to people. It is only when the Lord proclaims the word Ephatha that we become people with eyes open, with mouths open, with the ears open. We can hear the inspiration of the Spirit and we can proclaim the word of God, the love of God to people around us. Only when the word Ephphatha is pronounced over you and I in private conversation with the Lord that we come to understand the Lord better. When He opens our eyes, our hearts, then we can exclaim like the apostles, were our hearts not aflame when He was with us? You remember on the way to Emmaus, the two disciples, their eyes were closed until the Ephphatha moment when they stayed alone with Him and they saw that their hearts burned. That is the encounter the Lord invites us to have. If we have friends, and actually, the best moments I've had with my friends were moments when we stayed together, outside or at home or wherever, sitting together, talking, heart to heart, discussing, knowing ourselves better. That is what friendship is all about. That is what love is all about. Revealing yourself to the other person is love. And the other person revealing himself or herself to you is love. That is what God does when we give Him that alone moment. He reveals Himself to you, and you reveal yourself to Him. That is what prayer is. When you go in to pray, kneeling, standing, sitting, whatever posture you take, you are revealing yourself further to God, opening yourself up like a rose flower, opening yourself beautifully to God, and God granting you deeper knowledge of Himself. That is what distinguishes the saint from the rest of us. The saint is that person who is perpetually, continually open to God, and God is open to him. There is a free passage of communication between the saint and God. When there is no obstacle, then you are a saint. But when we bring in the block, then there is that difficulty of understanding what God is saying. It is only when God is within us, is open in us, when we are open to God, that what happens in the second reading, the admonition from St. James, becomes effective. We see people as our brothers and sisters. We do not discriminate. We do not hate. We do not act in undue anger. And we deal with others the way we want them to deal with us. We communicate with them. We speak to them the way we want them to speak to us. That is only when we are open to God. And that openness comes with the alone moment with God. I call it hanging out with God the way we hang out with our friends. If you hang out with your friends, you go to the bar, you go to the restaurant, you go to wherever, why can't you hang out with God as your friend? That is the right message, and that is the true message. Hang out with God. Make Him your friend. Make Him the best of your friends. And I assure you, you'll be the best for it. Amen. Thank you.